Dear Kurt, I have left for Hogwarts. You won't see me for a long time. Love, Gabe. Well, that's bullshit. That's fucking depressing. Jesus Christ, what am I supposed to fucking do now? I don't know how to do this podcast. I'm running for president. I'm supposed to be keeping a daily schedule of dropping podcasts, but now I'm just stuck in this dumpster, and I don't know what to do with life anymore. I think I'm going to break down. I think I'm melting down. I am going to fucking lose it.
Hello?
Who's
is
that?
Is this someone in this dumpster?
I'm not a real person, but yes. Yeah, hi.
Oh! Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm sad. I don't wear pants when I'm sad. Or when I'm happy.
I'm sad too. I have some beer. Do you want to be sad together?
Hey, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Climb on in.
All right. Okay. Could you scoot over? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh, God.
See that? No. That body, that's not mine. But it's good cushion, okay.
Okay, all right. I'll just...
Yeah, her titties make, you know, since they're decomposing, They got a little bigger.
Oh, God. It's just bloated. Okay. All right.
It's a good cushion, right?
Yeah. So how do you live here?
Wait. You're George, right?
Yeah. I'm George, and I'm traveling to Seattle to find cat shit coffee beans. I heard a lot about it.
Well, fortunately, you're in the wrong place, George. We're in Tacoma.
Fuck.
It's like Seattle, but worse.
Well, I'm from San Antonio. It's like Austin, but not at all.
I think I've had this discussion before. Hey, so George, you know, I'm really upset about something. I'm running for president. I'm having trouble. I need your help a little bit. So,
fuck. Okay.
Right now, our president has banned vapes from our
fuck
from our cut. You know, I don't know if you've been following my election campaign, which I'm pretty sure you have, because I'm incredibly popular.
Right, exactly. Polling at a lot.
100%.
Exactly. Everyone wants to vote for you, but they can't because you're a vapor, which is now illegal.
Exactly. I'm running for the Vape Nation Party, and I can't.
It's the Mexicans have it hard. We have it worse. That's what I say always.
Hey, but you know else who has it hard? That body that you're sitting on.
I don't know how this person died, but nobody cares about them.
Sauce! We're like this dead body here. We just shit ourselves. I mean, I just shit myself. Hey, George. Hi. What's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, man, we're doing a podcast now. This is great. I love this. So, hello, listener, folk, people of nations, I don't know. My name is Kurt DeHurt. I am the wonderful host of the show Gator Sauce, and this is my fellow friend, Mr. Gorge Goguigo.
What's up, audience? I hope you're covered in shit. Jorgito Gargigo is my Twitter. I pronounce my name differently every time I say it because I'm self-conscious about it. And one day I'll run for political office and regret this.
See, now you don't have to call it like a self-conscious decision. All you have to say is that, like, you know, I changed my name because I'm postmodern, you know? You names fucking give it the anything. Art edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, names don't mean anything. Constructs. I'm so edgy. Oh, wow. Is that a cigarette you're smoking in here? Is that 7 cigarettes in your mouth right now? Holy shit, George. Jesus.
Wow. You know, Vape Nation's illegal now, so...
I know. You have to smoke the safer method of things.
Yeah, the government-approved way.
Personally, now I just buy packs of Black and Milds, and I smoke them. I smoke a pack of Black and Milds a day, man. You know?
I actually cut Swishers up and roll cigarettes out of the tobacco, so...
Yeah, you know, I feel much healthier now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's really...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just, like, get really close to your face and cough straight in it. I'm very sorry.
It's okay. Clear out the patina of this dead body.
There you go. You ever cough so hard that you see those little stars you like right before you pass out?
Sometimes I see those walking around and I get really scared I'm about to have an aneurysm.
You know, I smell toast way too much for a person who shouldn't have a stroke. So, hey guys, this is a podcast. Welcome aboard our friendly ship of douchebags. Today we're reviewing a new beer, and since my friend George over here is of the colored persuasion, I can't really say the name of it. Mm-hmm. I feel inappropriate. Mm-hmm. George, would you introduce our beer?
Yeah, it's Modella Negra. It's a old term. It's like. Black beer is what it actually, which is what we call it. Black beer.
A black beer. Actually, we like to call them African American beers. But, you know, I figured that sometime in our podcast, we should have at least made it Modelo time once. So now it is Modelo time.
Officially.
The call has come for us to drink a beer of the Modelo type. So, drinking it wise, it tastes like ass. Yeah, hold on. If you drink it really quick, it doesn't taste that bad. It's just thick.
You have to wash it down. Since it's Negra, you wash it down with White Claw. Because, you see?
Right. Because ebony and ivory. I get it.
Harmony.
Right.
Etc.
And etc.
Separate but equal, as they say.
Separate, but Marcus Garvey was a great man. I loved it when he was the first black man to play baseball.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was Babe Ruth. People don't even talk about it, but Babe Ruth was actually black.
Okay, so did they whiteface him in all those pictures?
No, he was just really tall. They just overlooked it. They're like, yeah, he's actually just white. So in every history book, they have his cousin instead just taking pictures. So, yeah.
Oh, so Bob Ruth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, have you ever had a Bob Ruth bar?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking awful.
It's fucking shit. I think it's actually literally just a piece of shit wrapped in a Babe Ruth wrapper.
I think so. That's how they get the nuts in it. They don't put it in there. They produce it naturally.
Hey, have you ever thought about the corn that's in your shit?
Yeah, because I don't eat corn, so it's really weird. Like, how does it get there? I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of concerning.
Honestly, I've never eaten a piece of corn in my life. So,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
My poop is literally honestly just one. It's like a corn cob, essentially. A whole piece of corn.
Yeah.
And it's awful. I need to see a doctor. But other than my medical problems, which I should not be talking about on the podcast, because I am running for president. I think I still am. I'm not sure. My vice president ditched me and my goddamn presidential advisor went off to Hogwarts.
Well,
I mean...
It happens, right? I mean, this candidate debate, it's vicious.
It is. You just... I'm pretty sure it's an inside job from someone, I don't know, but everyone's dying off or disappearing. It's really weird. A And, you know, I have no advice. I have nothing to run on. All I know is that just say, I'm running for president. I love kids. And that's it. That's all I have. I mean, I completely forgot what my... I think something about free enemas.
Yeah. You're the alternative to Yandrew Gang.
Andrew Gang Gang.
That's right. Andrew Gang Gang Gang. Mm-hmm. The Gang Gang is what they call the supporters.
Yeah, Andrew Gang 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 Gang.
Right.
Yeah.
Non-style.
Like Gangnam style. Andrew.
He wants to give everyone fucking like $1,000 for meth or something like that. It's a really...
Why would you want $1,000 when you could have free gay sex and plenty of enemas?
Exactly. How do you beat that platform? Yeah, so...
It's perfect. And I love kids. So, George, I'm asking you here, well, not only to just do a podcast, but I want your advice, buddy.
Okay.
What does the president do exactly?
Well, fucking nothing. As far as I can tell, you do what you're doing now. And you have to play golf. It seems like every single president has played golf, but maybe you could change that and play, you know, volleyball?
Racquetball. Oh, volleyball? Racquetball?
There you go.
Could you do racquetball? Have you ever seen a poor person play racquetball?
Exactly. We should kill all the poor people, actually. I think that's what you should change your platform. I think that'll really boost you in the polls.
I think we went from racquetball to killing all the poor people.
Sorry. Whoa, I don't know how we got there. Let's back it up a bit.
I mean, I'm okay with genocide, but I feel like poor people, you kind of need something to step on, right?
Right. By poor, I mean poor of heart.
Character. Poor of heart. Okay. Yeah, poor of character.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But racquetball, do you think that's like an actual feasible thing to do? I can't play because my vision's so bad and my hand-eye coordination. I just like hit people with rackets when I go in.
Right. Well, that's actually that's foreign policy. Actually, that's what that's how that is conducted. So, really, you're the most qualified person.
Oh, okay. So just hitting people with rackets. Okay.
Smacking them in the balls with rackets.
Do you think Vladimir Putin? Honestly, that'd probably turn Vladimir Putin on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vladimir Putin, you're a goddamn little bitch. Come on my podcast. I dare you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you with love. Because I'm gay.
It's bold. That's a bold stance. That's a bold stance.
See, here on Gator Sauce, what we do is we speak our minds. And sometimes our minds are controversial little shitholes. Just like this dumpster.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way... How is that dead, deceased, pregnant lady doing?
She got up and left, so, you know.
Wait, so she wasn't dead. She was just...
well, you know what they say, right? What's dead in Washington is everything.
It's alive in Tacoma.
There you go, yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, just to give you a recap, I wasn't watching this, but George, can you describe, like, so... You were saying, I thought she was dead. She shit herself, and she was pregnant.
Right. Blood was coming out of her mouth, definitely stopped breathing, and there was just shit from every orifice. I didn't think shit could come from fingernails, but it came, I don't know how. So, as they say, in Spokane, that's fucked up.
That's exactly what they say. When in Rome, Dome. Ugh! Yeah! I'm so goddamn clever. Dude, this is why I'm running for president. Because my jokes are infallible. Analogies, get it?
There you go. There you go.
They're impeccable. Imprecise, but impeccable.
Impenetrable. Wait.
Impenetrable, just like your mom. Oh. Am I right? Oh. Ew! Oh.
Hey-o.
Yeah. That's
so president. President Burger Butt.
Yes, that is my name.
Your taxes. Do you pay any of those, or?
I like roads, so yes, I pay taxes.
Excellent. You'll release all of them. Your platform.
I have to release my taxes? I thought That's I just right. had to pay them.
No, everyone what? Who votes for you gets your taxes. Is
I mean, so that I would have be to a pay... bold stance. Oh, God. All right, so every time I pay taxes, which... My, you know, honestly, I got my tax return, I got $93, you know.
Shit.
So I have to split $93 to yes. every person yes. in the United States.
Exactly.
So, you know what? Giving everyone a fraction of, you know, fuck Andrew Yang. Why do you want that much money per year when you can get a billionth of a cent?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you could have enough money to buy a stamp and move to Spokane.
A piece of... You, yeah, the cost of living in Spokane is like maybe 1/1,000,000th of a penny, so you need at least 4.
Exactly.
But if you save up for 4 years off of my taxes... Then you're fine. All right, guys, so... we'll be we have some pop culture news. We're gonna be right Barack Obama after these short massages. I mean,
whoa!
Advertisement. Sorry, George, I read that wrong. Everything's scripted. See you soon. Do-do-do.
What's up, Gator Saucens? We're talking about some fucking sauce. I gotta tell you guys about the hottest shit that you will excrete into your mouth cavity. I'm talking about February 14th in a bottle. It's a sauce. Put it on your eggs, your fucking hash browns. Put it in your cereal. Everything tastes better with this juice, all right? Listen, it's got spices, it's got heat, it's got logos, name recognition. What? There's nothing else you could possibly want.
It's a salsa picante, it's fucking Valentina, bitches.
That's right, we're talking about fucking Valentinos. What?
Today, I have a bottle of it in front of me. Look at this.
Oh. Straight from the... tap, sourced from the Colorado River, from Flint, Michigan. Tell us about the sauce. What do you like about the sauce?
I like how creamy it is, but also I really like to chug it. Today on the podcast, you can't actually see this, but George will verify this. I mean, Gaje Argligalulu will... verify that I have this hot sauce in my hand and I will be chugging it.
Yep. I can confirm at least two of those things.
You know what? Fuck Jake Paul. He does this with actual video. We're going to do this in audio. Are you guys ready? Can you count me down, George?
All right. Yeah. Okay. Wait. So ASMR hot sauce chugging. All right. From three. All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Get it. No. Oh, all right. Viewers at home. It's up. It's up. The bottom of the bottle's up. Hot sauce is pouring into his throat. He could sauce-a-phagitis. Wow. That was impressive. It's a little hot.
I feel like I just chugged a bottle of vinegar full of habaneros in it.
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what you just did.
Whoa.
And that's the power of Valencho.
That was a real cough. Oh, my God. Woo! All right, guys. Hey, bye, oh, Jesus. George, tell them what they need to buy.
Buy the sauce? The
vine? Yeah.
Buy this shit. Buy Valentino in your local Mexican store.
It's feminine. It's Valentina.
Sorry, yes. Here on this podcast, we support women's rights. 1% of your proceeds will go towards ending women's suffrage.
Amen. We'll be back. And we're back. Hello. Hi, listeners. People who have no time and hate themselves. Hello, and welcome back to Gator Sauce. This is a
podcast. Experience.
And what we do on this is we talk about pop culture. And that's a thing we do. And, you know, there's been a lot of things in the news lately. George, what do you got for us?
What's up, Vape Nation? George coming at you with the fucking news. Alright, so we have fucking Pokemon. The biggest fucking loser has won after 22 years. What do you think about that?
You mean ass?
Ass Ketchup.
Ass Ketchup. And his friendly sidekick, Yellow Rat. Have won the World Cup again for the 22nd year in a row.
Exactly. Yeah, they won the Super Bowl, and everyone's talking about it.
They won the Super Bowl for the first time in 22 years.
That's right.
Sorry,
That's right.
I had to look at the script again. I'm sorry, guys. It's really hard because, you know, you want to get off the script because it's like a podcast, but... No, my managers, they're just not about it. So, I'm actually pretty proud for Ass Ketchup. Ash. He did, you know, yep. Did you see that episode? How do you win?
No, it looked like asshole. But it seems like everyone let him win because they felt bad for beating him for 22 years.
I really understand, you know, that. My dad beat me for 22 years and eventually just stopped because he felt sorry for me.
He felt bad. You're fucked up. I need to stop. Yeah, no, I think it was the same thing. They were like, yeah, this guy's like 46, but he's still playing Pokemon, and just give him something in his sad life. So,
you know, I feel like Ash Ketchum is like a James Charles type in the sense that he always does his makeup so he looks way younger than he is, like constantly.
Yeah, he's like J-Lo. He is J-Lo, actually.
Yeah, like J-Lo. Yeah, no, okay. Not, but honestly, I'm seeing him, if we did a live-action Pokemon that wasn't Detective Pikachu, Ash Ketchum, I really wanted to be played by James Charles just to see the fucking... controversy that would happen because of this.
Yeah, I was gonna say it should be like James Charles or like Shane Dawson or just YouTube stars. Yeah, just YouTube fucking like just filth, just scraped up and stuck. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hey guys, I'm Felix. What's up, my bros?
What's up, bros? What's up, bros?
We're playing Pokemans today. Jesus Christ.
Fuck the Jews.
Oh God! that was an impression of Bob Saget, by the way.
Speaking of
Jews,
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah, also a Jew.
Yeah, Iron Man.
You didn't know. Yeah.
Oh well, Scarlett she's actually every race.
Well, yeah, no, but she is a Jew though, so you have to give her some credit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Scarjo, who said slavery wasn't really that bad. You don't have to think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, people don't know this, but Skidgy Bajudi was a slave.
Years ago. She was in 25 Years a Slave.
Yeah, 25 a Slave, where they're 500 years in the future, everyone's a slave to our robot overlords. Yeah.
But like, once again, yeah, the problem with the movie is all the slaves were black, and it was just, it was like supposed to be a satire on the whole, you know, and I really, but still, you know, it's like, how does she get away with blackface and Robert Downey Jr. still gets shit for it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just the bribes. It's just the illegal bribes. I mean,
you mean blowjobs,
right? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I pronounced it wrong. The blow jimmies. They change your mind about people.
You know, why didn't Harvey Weinstein change his name to Harvey Weinstein? I feel like that's more apropos.
It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. That should have been his punishment. He has to be Harvey Weinstein. And then we hereby punish you
by changing your name to Harvey Weinstein. He's like, oh no, not that. No, everyone's like,
oh my god. They're bringing Iron Man back. Do you hear that?
No, but he's dead.
Well, no, they're resurrecting him as a little black girl.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay, so in the ScarJo Red Panther movie, what is she? What's her name?
The Red Baron. Red. I think it's just Red, actually.
What's her fucking... I don't remember Marvel lore. What's her name?
Black Widow?
Oh.
Wait.
I feel like that's racist. Just call her Widow. I don't like to put pronouns in front of people's names unless they ask me to.
Widow Negra.
Yeah, that one. I won't say it just because I have a reputation to uphold. It's very strong and very powerful. But in the Widow movie that's coming up, Tony Stark is still alive at this point during the movie.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, because, I mean, she's dead by the end of... Both of them are dead by the end of Endgame, so, like, it has to be set before, like, WandaVision.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're bringing it back because the movies after Endgame are not going to be popular.
No, honestly, because it's like... Well, Spider-Man is gone. Bye. I mean, like, everyone was like, the whole point of phase, what are we on? Five?
Yeah, I think so.
The whole point of phase five was to see Spider-Man shine in his glory with fucking Thor and shit and the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that now.
Immediately gone.
Immediately gone. And I think that's unfair to all of us because we saw that fucking end credit scene where it's like, Alex Jones, J.J. Jameson.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? What the fuck? He should sue.
He should be... I don't think Alex Jones is in the position to sue anybody except for
his ex-wife.
Yeah, right.
Alright, so sorry?
Borderlands 3 came out!
Three! The third!
The third installment of the... Hey, I'll board her lands game came out.
Hey.
I already made that joke, but, you know, thank you for the... I know it's clever. I have to use it twice.
Yeah. You shoot people, you get more guns, and you do it all over again.
It's a first-person shooter version of Diablo.
Just like high school. What?
What? Yeah. He made a joke about high school having nothing to do with... guns.
Anyways, so bordering lands. Oh, I'm too poor to afford it, but maybe I'll pirate it or something.
It's like $100 deluxe edition, but I've been saving money. Holy shit. I'm going to buy it, though, because I'm like a devout Borderlands fan. I'll let you guys know on the podcast how I feel about it later, but have you seen the reviews?
No. Oh my god, are they in the butthole?
They're wicked good.
Fuck yes. Okay,
good. Like, no. I mean, like, people have been talking about the game, and they've been like, this is, like, the fucking game of our century right here.
Thank God. I was going to kill myself next week, and now I have something to look forward to.
No, exactly. I was going to kill myself if Borderlands came out, and they're like, yeah, it's like driving an actual asshole in hell. But, like, not the good hell. The bad hell. You know, it's really
super
hot.
Hell.
It's super hot, and the guy, he's leaking out of his asshole, and it's sweaty. It's just fucking awful, you know? Just kind of shit like that.
Yeah. But I'm a lot like Spokane.
A lot like Spokane. Shout out to all my Washington listeners. I bet you really get that joke, right?
Oh, man.
Other video game news. I was going to ask you about Death Stranding because I didn't see the new footage for it.
Yeah, it was weird. They just posted, like, a live video of Norman Reedus having sex with people. I thought it was confusing, but very innovative.
Well, you know, I feel like the whole game is honestly, to be honest with you, I think it's going to break fucking what gaming really is.
I agree.
I mean, I don't, you know, I can't wait for those quick action scenes where it's like, put hand on thigh, put fist in mouth.
Thigh will remember that. Yeah.
Eat small child. Slap the titties backwards.
Well, I did see, apparently if you zoom the camera in on his penis for too long, you'll be punched in the face in the game and also in real life.
Wow. That's...
Yeah.
Hideo Wasabi is doing... I'm sorry. Hideo Kojima. Sorry. Gator Sauce, he's doing fine. I'm very excited for the game, and I wish I had a PS12 to play it on. Coming to PC, because, you know, you and I, we're Master Race, right?
Exactly, yeah. The other races, the non-brown, the non-blue eyes, you know, white-skinned.
No, we're talking about consoles. Don't pull me into that group again.
Speaking of James Gunn, myself.
Old Jimmy Gunn's, old Jimbo Cannon fodder, old Jimmy Jams, Jimbo, Jimbalina, Jambalaya Gunn. Jimbo, man.
Regular guest on The Sauce.
Yeah, he comes on quite often. I mean, he never speaks, but he's always here. Anytime we talk about him, he shows up. He's like Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
If he mentions his name three times in a row, he shows up. So I always make sure to mention it.
Yeah. You just rape joke, and then just James Gunn is there.
I don't think I've made one rape joke this whole podcast.
I think that will be very beneficial for your political career, not to do that.
So...
Except
if you want to grab her by the dick.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of pro rape people out there. I think you could really bring them into the.
You know, that party. Is true. That's a good group of people that like are some of them are good. You know.
Yeah.
Jimbo, what's he up to?
Jimbo, he's got the people suicide pact.
Oh, I love the suicide pact.
Lots of fucking weirdos.
Yeah. I wish they replaced the whole fucking soundtrack with the Black Parade, but like really slow, so it plays throughout the entire movie.
Different like covers.
An hour long Black Parade done by just that Kazoo. One guy from Blink-182.
Yes! James Gandolfini. Yeah, he has that guy with the penis. Penis Davidson, the SNL fame?
Oh, Pete Butthole Eyes Davidson.
There you go, that's right. Yeah,
you, SNL. We're better than you.
They didn't accept your improv tape again?
No. It was just sounds of me masturbating and yelling, Cthulhu will rise again! But, you know, that was the second try.
So Pete Davidson's playing Will Smith in Suicide Pact, and
I heard Walkie
it's probably gonna be good.
I heard Walkie Talkie's gonna be in it.
With the joking Phoenix.
Waikiki Totani.
Oh, right. Not Australia.
New Zealand. Oh, I remember that. That one New Zealand guy reminded me in that last episode that I did. That's a flashback for all of you. He's going to be... Who's he going to play?
Hopefully himself. Korg? Maybe Korg from the Marvel movies? I don't know where the fuck this is going, really.
I looked at the cast, and the cast looks fucking phenomenal. I'll be a really, like...
Yeah, I'm actually extremely excited, unironically.
And you know, the thing, I think this might be like one of the better movies that even though it's going to be edgy as shit, DC hasn't done anything with James Gunn. And James Gunn, he's proven himself to be a good director. He knows what he's fucking doing. So I'm actually pretty excited to see how this turns out. I mean, like, they literally were like, okay, the first Suicide Squad movie doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one, this one, we got James, we got Mr. Jumbo Arm Cannons, Mr. Jimmy Guns on board. And everyone's like, honestly, I was like, I was very excited, man. I'm honestly very excited for this movie. I'm not a big fan of Suicide Squad because I feel like it's edgy.
And you know, yeah, it's just, yeah.
I like family comedies.
Yeah, I really like wholesome, like the middle. I like eating unsalted almonds also.
I love a Serbian film and,
yeah, me and the family, we like to reenact our favorite scenes.
Train Spotting, we love doing that scene with the baby.
God damn. No, Event Horizon actually is one of my, it's what I live my life by. Blood orgies, you know, everything, yeah. No, yeah, speaking of James Gunn, yeah, first Suicide Squad, it made me want to commit suicide. It was very bad.
The only thing that I heard that was good was the soundtrack, even though it wasn't lined up well.
Yeah, yeah, everyone mostly went to see Margot Robert's vagina.
They show that in that.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's like 30 minutes, it's just zoomed in, it's kind of weird, but...
And it talks, right? Know.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, that is Harley Quinn. They pull a switcheroo. They're like, oh, it's not actually the person. It's her vagina that is the super-powered one. Yeah,
It's basically a flapping vagina. It's just like, Joker coming. You get the point.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's a mess.
It's a mess. So is that all for news? Are we ready to go into the next segment?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, nothing else happened. Everyone is the president, and they're all bad, except for the good one. So that's where we're at.
Zazabazuma, we'll be right back after this short break, you little pieces of shit. I fucking hate all of you. I mean, kisses.
So, guys, I'm talking about a new application for your telecommunication device.
It's for your phone! I'm talking about
dick capture. All right, listen up. Hold on. There's a lot of talk about the sexuals, the assaulting. No more. This app handles it all. You may have heard recently Ben Shapiro.
Shapiro, the famous podcaster.
Intellectual giant. He says, if nobody can tell you what the guy's penis looked like, he didn't rape you. Here's your solution. Dick capture. Every partner you're with, male friend, perhaps yourself if you are male, use the dick capture app. Take a picture of their dicks. You'll have an archive. Connects with local law enforcement, no one ever gets raped again.
Exactly, but it takes pictures of everybody's dick.
Every single dick.
Just to be sure. So, like, yes, the cops can see everybody's dick, but who cares? As long as you're not a rapist, it's no problem. Who cares?
If your dick isn't doing anything wrong, what's the problem?
Exactly. You shouldn't have a problem with your dick being in the hands of policemen.
Exactly. Policemen know best how to handle dicks. So
yeah, they are why the trust anyone else? Best cock handlers around.
Yeah, so you might be asking yourself, okay, well, how does this service work? Kirgino and Kirgago. Well, we ship you a tiny camera. It's about the size of a button on your pants. And it just takes pictures of dicks.
Yeah, and if you're a woman who has a wang, we also have non-button cameras that you can put into your skin like a cooch piercing.
Yeah, it just slides right under the dermis,
Yeah.
And
it's real smooth. Itself. Pretty painful, mm-hmm. but pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. Goes right in there. And then boom.
Lots of bruising, you know, might have happened. There's lots of FDA. Listen, just do it. All right, just buy the fucking buy it.
Just fucking buy it, you dumb cunts. I swear to God, why do I do this podcast?
All God, you people, what's wrong fucking, with you?
Why do I have to convince you about all these products? You're so stupid. You're not buying any of them. You know what, George?
Sitting in your fucking car.
You know, George, I think we should go back to the show. They're not gonna listen. You know, buy this shit.
Fuck these guys.
Yeah, fuck these
fuck
guys.
Them.
Yeah, fuck you.
What's up, Saucians? It's your boy, Greg Arguingo, and we're here to talk about Dubai.
Dubai? Isn't that, you go to like a electronics shop, and you point to a thing and you say, oh, that's $77.75. And the guy's like, yeah, Dubai. And I'm like, that's Dubai. Yeah,
and then the lower caste goes and grabs it and then shines your shoes. That's exactly right. Yes.
Right. But I assume you're talking about Dubai, the city.
Yeah, yeah. Durag, the city. Yeah, I was there once for a while because of the oil industry. It's a long story. But on the way back, I lost my fucking mind in Germany. So
you lost your mind in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, for one, I lost my ticket. So I thought I was going to be stuck in Germany for the rest of my life. And I sort of resigned myself to working at the McDonald's at the airport because presumably that's where the most amount of people spoke English. So that was kind of, it took a while to accept, like 20 minutes, but afterwards, it was, you know, kind of life-changing. But, so I lost my boarding ticket, and everyone in Germany, you know, obviously is Aryan, so they're all 3 feet taller than the average, so it's kind of intimidating.
Hey,
they're all blonde.
That's racist?
No, it's just fact.
Okay. That's what we are in this podcast, but fact-based.
Right, fact. Fact-based race science.
facts don't hurt your feelings. Feelings hurt your feelings.
bitter truths hurt you. So I get on the plane, and it's like 3 a.m, because that's just what planes do. And we're going back to the America. And my grandmother and the cousin I'm with are asleep, but they're passed out they're limp. Like it was kind of scary. It's like, when the guy's in the plane, he looks at the window and the thing's ripping the shit out the thing, you know?
Yes. I love to go on planes.
I think this is Stephen King. I don't fucking, he did a lot of coke. Anyways. So we're in the plane. I think my grandma's dead. And then, the flight attendant comes up and she's like, do you want baguette or no, sorry. She asked, do you want eggs or pancake? I'm like, well, I guess fucking pancakes would be the least, like, disgusting. So in my head, I'm like, pancake, okay, I'm going to say it. And baguette. I say, baguette. Can I have a baguette? She's like, no, sir, pancake or egg. Baguette?
Did you say it again? Did you say it again?
Yeah. I was like, I want a baguette. No. And she's like, what? We don't have that. I'm like, no. What you're saying? Like, eggs, baguette. And so it was just this back and forth. And she got very frustrated and left and brought me pancakes.
Well, you know, pancakes are like baguettes, except they're flat. I mean, you can't argue with that logic, right?
That's completely true.
I took like, you know, 5 philosophy courses, and all I learned was that baguettes can be flattened to pancakes.
Well, that's what Nietzsche would say.
That's what Nietzsche would say if he drank a lot of sangria. So hey guys, it's that time of the show where we have a guest on. We do things. I didn't book a guest, but you know, George, I have to tell you, I have to take a massive shit.
Well, you're in Tacoma.
I mean, that's what you do. When in Tacoma, you take a shit.
Shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, oh. You know what? But the thing is, like, I can't be, as president, I have to go take a shit over near the docks.
Yep.
I have to add to that the Tacoma odor.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I have to do that. So, would you mind excusing me for a bit?
Well, yeah, I'm going to hold down the fort here, man. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the podcast will be fine if we just leave it running for a bit.
No, yeah. Okay. I'll just be breathing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to head out. See you later, George.
Yeah, later, dude. Oh, shit, man. Fucking... Thank God he's gone. Man, now I can just sit here and enjoy the scenery. Oh, fuck. Oh,
hey,
hello?
Hey, who's in here? Hey, is someone in here?
Is that... Oh, my God. Is that world-famous actor James Franco?
Hey, it's me, James Franco. Hey, I'm James Franco. What's up?
Holy shit, I love you, man, in The Hangover, love you.
Yeah, I was a Wolf of Wall Street, yeah. Hey, when in Tacoma, you get in a trash can, am I right?
James Franco, we're doing a radio cast, you should jump in, man.
Hey, when in Tacoma, am I right? Hey, laugh track, am I right? Yeah.
All right, give it up. Yeah.
Hey, you ever look at your penis and you're like, damn, that smells weird?
James, whoa, man, what are you doing? No, but I don't tell everyone, man. Like, listen, I have some questions for you, James.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Bada bing.
Okay.
You gotta answer me.
Well, yeah, dude, you did that Wizard of Oz movie. I just wanted to know how many tabs of acid you did before you tried, like, you know, did it.
Oh, man, I did like 42. I just ate a whole sheet, just shoved it in my mouth, and I was like, I love Harry Potter, and I just hopped into the movie. And, yeah, I know, I was the Tin Lion. It was fucking great. I wore some slippers.
Yeah, with your cock of steel, James. Yeah. That was really heartwarming. I wanted to know,
You know what else is really heartwarming?
Yeah, so...
shut
up. So I wanted to know, so how does it feel to be, less successful than your brother?
Am I James?
good looking.
Who's my brother?
David.
David Duchovny.
David Attenborough. You don't remember being birthed?
See, the thing about David Duchovny is he's raped less people than I have. He never got a boner on the scene of X-Files. I totally did.
James, they say you're touching people on set. You're asking to see titties. What are you doing, James?
I'm just trying to be the postmodern Bill Cosby, am I right? Hey.
Yeah, you know, people say you're a lot like American Russell Brand if he knew less about things. What do you think about that?
I have a PhD in fucking sucking penis, am I right?
Alright, James. Alright. Hey, were you... James, you were on SNL Saturday Night Laughs, whatever it is, right?
What's that?
It's like this play they put on Saturday in New York. They try and do skits. It's really not funny though, but it's still going, so people watch it.
Oh, you know, in New York, yeah. I was I slapped some titties in New York, and I was like, bada bing, baby.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know Seth Rogen, right? He smokes weed, right?
He's Jewish. Hey.
Yeah, right? Dude, yeah. The Jews, right?
They smoke bagels.
No, they smoke salmon. What are you talking about?
And the win in Seattle, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you did that, you did the pineapple, right? Movie, right?
About pineapples? Yeah, Pineapple Express. It was about a fucking train that went to Tahiti, and we just got a bunch of pineapples and brought them home.
Yeah, and then you introduced it to pizza, yeah.
Yeah, it was a film about all the fucking ham and fucking pineapple shit. You know, I've got a lot of flack for that. I've gotten some hate mail. I mean, honestly, more hate mail about the pineapple pizza than the rape thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people kind of forgot about that rape thing really fast, but Hawaii banned you from Hawaii.
You know, it's weird because I was like, what kind of call is Hawaiian pizza? Yeah, we got these pineapples at Tahiti, but they ain't going to know. They're fucking Hawaiians. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, people wouldn't like Tahitian pizza. They'd be like, what does that have on it?
No, I don't know what Tahiti's is. You know, they think it's going to have AIDS on it. You know, I was like, hey, we can't have AIDS on a pizza. Call it Hawaiian pizza.
Exactly, yeah. Tahiti, like that actor, Tahiti Wakiter.
Oh, it's walkie-talkie.
He's a guy.
AIDS, am I right? Oh, man.
Hey, well, you're in Tacoma, right?
I got an Academy Award for my lead acting role in Dallas Buyers Club, where I had AIDS.
What part did you play? I think I missed you.
I was a transformer. I played the part of a woman, but as a man.
Yeah, well, you have a really wide career acting range.
I was got a wide asshole. Jared Leto ain't got nothing on me. Am I right, boys?
Yeah. As we say, Jared Leto's the... Not James Franco.
Not the God damn. Hey, you like dumpsters, kid? You want a real estate opportunity?
You own a dumpster?
Oh, yeah. It's in Beverly Hills, but it's, like, smaller.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of room up there. They're renting out dumpsters now?
Oh, it's $4,200 for a month. No bath, no utilities. Just the dumpster.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's safe from all the, you know, shit, right?
When you say shit, I hope you mean that Marlon Brando's ghost.
Still following you, huh?
They're still following me. He says, oh, you're not better than me. I fucking did a streetcar named Desire. What'd you fucking do? Pineapple Express? A movie about trains?
Yeah, I know. I heard after you did that grocery store movie, Marlon Brando said, yeah, I did The Godfather 3. I know what you're doing.
I put a sausage in his party, if you know what I mean. Hey, buddy, there's this white kid running towards us, and I'm like, it looked like he just took a shit on the sidewalk. I need a dip. Hey, but I've been James Franco. Hey,
good
guys.
To see you, James Franco. All right.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm leaving. Holy shit. Was that James Franco?
Dude, James of the Franks. Yeah.
James, son of Gerald Franco?
That's right, yeah. He came on the show, and, dude, he's a fucking mess.
I mean, I heard about the rape charges and everything, but, I mean, like, he's still gotta be loaded.
Dude, yeah, no, on cocaine, yeah, always, yeah. You know?
See, the thing is, I don't do cocaine anymore. I do pure fentanyl, so...
you gotta develop an immunity, right?
Right. Rest in peace, little peep. sorry. I'm pouring my entire beer out for him. Yeah, but dude. So, my shit went pretty well. I met like 5 guys and we sat down. And we talked about burgers, starting a burger company together. We were thinking about calling it 5 Guys. Burger.
Yeah. Right, you were sitting on, like, the community toilet together, right?
No, it was a community sidewalk.
Oh, right, yeah. Tacoma.
Right, Tacoma. Remember, it's like Seattle, but different.
Yeah. Well, I went to Dallas. That reminds me of that. I went to Dallas. It's like Dallas is like the. It's fucking awful. Yeah,
it's like just the, terrible. It's like the Tacoma of Austin.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Hey, fuck.
No, yeah. Well, I'm glad your shit went smooth, man.
If you're from Dallas, fuck you. Like,
if you're listening right now and you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area,
you're fucked.
Fuck you.
You're fucked in the head, buddy. Fuck you.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's your fucking problem? Hey, so George, you know what? We're going to take a break. I'm going to talk to you, Bill, about Jimmy Franco. You know, we're going to go over it, and then I think we're going to close up the show, you know? But we'll see after these short breaks. Is that good with you?
All right.
All right. Adios. Do you have problems in your gallbladder? Because I know I do. My name is Jeffrey Hines. I created ketchup. And I have an issue with my gallbladder. So recently, I have been looking for solutions to figure out how to solve my gallbladder pain. And I found that drinking liquid mercury is a complete and total situation that I need to be in. Liquid mercury! Now available everywhere. We go to one of the other people who's been drinking liquid mercury for their gallbladder problems.
Yes! I have many problems with vision, hearing, constipance, and erection. I've been imbibing Heinz liquid mercury for... I don't remember what age I am, but I can't remember not drinking it. And everything's been solved. I can see. I can hear. I'm always erect. And my skin is blue. It's a nice cosmetic effect.
After 47 flavors of Heinz, that's my name, we decided we needed a 48th one, and we decided to get into the medicine business. We said to these big oil companies that they can't keep on selling pharmaceuticals to our children anymore. So we, as the ketchup companies, were like, we're going to sell gallbladder medication.
And they come in a wide range of flavors and purchases.
I'm sorry, that's a side effect.
It's, we have, so flavor, the new flavor is purple. It, tastes like a guitar. And
red. It's guitar and red. They're the primary colors.
So your doctor, please don't consult your doctor prior to getting this.
Never do that. That is always doctors, a bad idea. Doctors,
not to be trusted.
You take an apple to a doctor's office, and what are they going to do? They're going to scream and say, "Ah, oh, that keeps me away."
It's the ultimate enemy, because doctors are enemies of nature. Anyways.
I'm sorry, that was that's another side effect. But hey,
side effects include that.
Side effects are for pussies.
You get a side effect? This isn't for you. You're a bitch.
Yeah, you're a little fucking hoe. I don't have any side effects. I'm just demonstrating. that's also what? Another side effect. Here, I'm gonna sorry. These side effects, man.
Buy it.
Hey.
Buy it.
Do buy it. And hey, we'll be back to the show. That was a jewel hit. Ha ha ha. Yeah, bitch. Hey, you want to, George? You want to see something cool? I'm gonna do what they call an
I'm going to do what they call in podcasting is eating the mic. Hello, my name is Kurt. I like to eat mics sometimes. I think they taste really good. It's kind of like dick, but a little bit metally. See, isn't that a cool trick? Did you know you could
eat? That was so funny.
Did you?
That was really clever.
Yeah, thank you. No, you know, when I looked at my you know, the houses of Hogwarts, I was a Ravenclaw because I'm clever.
I thought that's just because you were autistic.
No, I'm artistic. Thank you. Ah,
hey! All right, yeah, okay.
You replaced, like, one letter. Yes. Hey, so, guys, by the way, this is a podcast. We do things on it, like, you know, review beers and pop culture and shit like that. But now we are at the time of the show where we review our beer. So we have been drinking Modelo. George, can you please fill in the last part?
Modelo Negra.
Yeah, so we've been doing that recently. And you know what? Oh, George, I forgot to tell you about this. But we do something on the show called a finger scale.
Okay.
It's a arbitrary system of measurement where we make up things and say that these are official measurements of beer. So, right. For instance, I think of I don't like this Modelo so much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch my pinkies together. Just that. And that's like two very people who have micro penises touching their penises together.
I see.
That's how I feel about this beer. Just two micro penises just wiggling on top of each other.
Right.
Like this. See my pinkies wiggling?
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel about this beer. Like that.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah. Oh.
Your beer. What do you think?
Okay, sorry. So for the listeners at home, I've had the Negra before, but instead I have a White Claw with the word Negra on it. So it's mostly the same thing.
Literally, the same thing.
So my finger test, if I were to finger myself, it would be one of the pinkies and then the larger than pinky finger.
The ring finger.
There you go. Yes. It's mostly shit, but better than the other shit ones I've had. So I'll take it one peg. I'll peg myself one step up, you know?
I love to peg myself. I usually do that around 3 in the morning because my roommates are usually, like, hanging around the house, and I can't just walk into the bathroom holding a dildo and some lube. Right. And they're just like, yeah, you know, you got to be discreet about it. But no. So this beer, like, if you like dark beer, it's probably okay, but, like, it's no Guinness, I'd say that, if you like dark beer, but it doesn't have that Modelo vibe to it that I really like out of Modelo. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know. You have to drink it quickly before it gets cold. And then once it gets warm, it's just like, ugh.
Fucking awful. Yeah, it's definitely awful. Yeah. No, yeah, I, much like your, Seattleites.
It's Seattleites.
The coffee notes in darker beer. That's what I'm looking. It's no. That's nothing like that here. It tastes like rainwater that's been made dark.
I think I said it tastes like rubber, like drinking molten rubber.
Yeah. Before it's cement. You said
rubber cement, but not rubber cement, but rubber and cement. You know, like mixed together.
A rubber covered in cement.
Right. That's kind of how it is. So you know, whatever. It has a great presentation because it has a little gold fucking foil bitch shit on the top. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm special. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And then I try it, and I'm like, you know what's special? Modelo Especial.
It's in the name.
Yeah, it's in the name. So, yeah, no, that's how I feel with the beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we need to tell our white audience. Especial actually translates to special.
In the language that we call Inglés, because I know a lot of Spanish. Yes. Mi madre está muy guapo y el baño no está en el biblioteco, es muy albóndigas de donde está
El Restaurante Grande.
Yes. Yeah, I'll translate. Fuck. Yeah, that was what,
literally, that just, what you just that's said. Just fuck.
Yeah, it's a really verbose language.
Yeah, so. If anybody ever says, you know, like, pinche means bitch, it doesn't. It just means
someone calls you puto, that means dearest friend.
Yeah. If you have a lover and you really want to show your appreciation for her or him or they or them in Spanish, what you say is, my dearest, yo como tu culo. And then you make a kissing noise with the mouth, go, and then snap, and then go, muy bien.
Yeah, if you marry someone, you call them your gringa, yeah, Spanish, man, it's a very intricate language,
right? Yeah, my husband that I beat frequently calls me cabrón de dulce.
Yeah.
You know, yep. It means sweet, sweet, beautiful man. Very sexy sweet, body. Sweet,
caressing love, yes.
Yeah, it's a very... It means sweet, caressing love that I wish to kiss every single night. Oh, God, I never want to be lonely again. I love you to death. It's a very concise language. It's like Vietnamese.
You say what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But very in short words. So, yes. George, this is the time of the show where we do plugs.
Sure.
Not butt plugs.
Oh. Oh, wait, what? You did, dude, I brought my box.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, if you want to do butt plugs while doing plugs, then you're welcome to do butt plugs and plugs.
For each plug, I will put in a butt plug.
All right. That's a new law. Remember, there are no laws when you're drinking claws except for the butt plug law.
There you go.
So, George our Galigolo, George Caligula.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what you do? Like, what is your Twitter? What's everything you are?
Your Instagram? Yeah, So I run an ironic Twitter where I pretend to be clinically depressed and ironic all the time. I run a dog euthanasia clinic. It's not a vet. We just kill your dog. We'll pick up dogs on the street that don't have collars, shoot them in the head, harvest the organs, give them to old people whose organs are failing. And so it's kind of hard to make professional connections because people are like, what do you mean you harvest dogs' organs for profit? And I'm like, I explain, and they say, that sounds unethical. I say,
Whoa, wait. I think you're getting a little bit sidetracked here, buddy. This is actually technically a black market thing, like, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I have a very good vet clinic that accepts low-income families in particular, and we subsidize all the costs. And, we take care of our clients.
Yeah, Jeffrey has a great business. Hey, Jeffrey. Hey, Gorge. What's your Twitter so everyone can find you?
It is at... God, what is it? Fuck. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Jorgito Arguijo.
Can you spell that for our... Jewish list.
There's gonna be a lot of vowels coming at you. So it's G E O R J I T O, and then the word argue, and then H O, because I'm a slut.
As am I. Welcome to the show. And you can always find me and my co-host, who is at Hogwarts, at Kurt_duh_hurt, and him at Gas Via. That's GASVIA. And you can always find us at Sauce Gator on both Insta and Twitter. Follow us for fucking more bullshit and offensive memes. We'd love to lick your asshole, but we're not there. So
Hey, guys, I gotta say, good night, New York. You're supposed to say good morning, Atlanta.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah! Bye.
Oh, my God.